I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
We'll talk some baseball with Bernie Miklos at 11:45. Before that, Chaim Bloom with the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney. Lots of baseball. Continuing on a topic that we started this show, we just went 25 minutes straight on taking calls from fans and really tapping into it. I just want to know what fans think. I love that. I've always done it. I mean, I take calls. I took calls. Look, I've heard it all. I took calls all night long after Cardinal losses, and all I would have to say is, Tony La Russa, 314-436-7900. And people would go nuts. Tony La Russa is one of the best managers of all time. So, you know, I've heard it. I understand it. I grew up a fan of this team. I started at KMOX in 1997. Nothing you say is going to shock me or hurt me, okay? I backed you all, those of you who don't go to the games. And when Greg Amsinger or whoever the big anchors were who were like, I just think this fan base is spoiled. I can't believe they're not going to the games. I backed you. And I said, don't ever point a finger at the Cardinal fan base. They are the last people to blame for this. And by the way, I stand by that still. Okay? So I'm still in your corner. I'm just telling you that I'm going to be realistic about this whole thing and say it is not one person, it's not one thing, it is a collective. We thought that the way we were doing it was correct, and it's not anymore. And that's why they brought in an outside person who has been watching it for 2 years to audit this organization, and now he has taken over. He's been on the job for 5 days officially. So let's just all take a breath and watch this thing. If there is no change between now and the start of the season, then you can all come back and tell me that I'm wrong. Now, I didn't do any college football last hour, and I apologize for that, for college football fans that were waiting, I'm sure, for all those top 25 scores that you can get on your phone in like 2 seconds. But I will say brief comments about college football, which you know is a passion of mine. I love it so much. Penn State coach James Franklin can't win the big game, now can't win the small game. That's a real problem. Going back 5 years ago, this always stayed with me with Franklin. None of you will remember this, but I'm just going to remind you. Maybe you will. They were up 56-0 on Georgia State, 11 seconds to go. Georgia State takes the ball down the field. They have a 31-yard field goal to kick to make it 56-3. James Franklin, as the ball goes through the uprights, is granted a timeout. He called timeout. He iced the kicker. Now, he said, he went back and said, oh, we had the wrong unit on the field. We didn't have our field goal block unit on the field. And so I called timeout to get the alignment right, you know, so these guys learn. Come on, man. Are you kidding me? Why would you want to block the field goal at 56-0? I mean, just let the guy, who cares? Just say, I didn't mean to call a timeout. Let's just go home. 56. No, he wanted the shutout, and he never said it, and that bothered me. So I'm not, like, rooting against James Franklin. I'm just saying something wasn't all right there for me back then. Penn State losing to UCLA is inexcusable. UCLA 0-4. At the same time, happy for Jerry Neuheisel and all those people getting a chance to lead a big team like that. The other one that jumped out at me was Illinois. That was impressive. And I know that Purdue is not good, but what they did to Barry Odom and putting 27 points on him in the second quarter was impressive. That was a trap. You'd beat USC. You have Ohio State coming. That's one of those games that'll come back and bite you. Just ask anybody. Ask Penn State. Just happened. So they did. They took care of business. That was a good business trip for Illinois. They should be happy about that. Now this is going to be incredible to see Ohio State come in and see if they can give them a game. It's going to be awesome to see Alabama come into Mizzou and see if they can beat them, give them a game and beat them and try to be an SEC power. This is their chance to get out of the middle of the pack SEC conversation, beat Alabama, and be a real college football playoff contender. What fun we're going to have this coming Saturday. Love college football. That said, it is time. It is time for NFL picks.
And a key block by the left guard, Tom Ackerman. And right here, let's go downstairs to Bonnie.
Marv, if you remember that big run Robert Holcomb had on the first drive, one of the guys responsible on help busting him loose was Tom Ackerman.
Tom Ackerman up front, and this is a unit that has played very well. A good night for Eddie George. 21 carries, 74 yards. The left guard, Tom Ackerman, with the block that set him free. It's a first down.
What happened? It just cut off out of nowhere. The great Tom Ackerman, former Saints and right there Titans offensive lineman. Now it's time for the picks. I've gone 500 this year, 50%. So you haven't lost anything, you haven't won anything if you followed all my picks. I'm ready to turn that around right here, right now. We have one game in progress. Cleveland leads Minnesota 17-14. That game is in London. The Browns and the Vikings going on right now. Here are your noon games today. Get ready. Get your fantasy team lineup set, by the way. Do it by 11:50. Don't wait till the last second. They might lock you out. Just a tip. Not that that's ever happened to me. Las Vegas at Indianapolis. It's a noon kickoff in Indy. This Colts team is good. Don't be fooled by the fact that they lost to the Rams last week. They are a very good football team. They are a 7-point favorite against the Raiders, and I like them to win this game by more than 7 today. I think Colts are going to show up today and win this football game against Vegas. Indianapolis minus 7. Giants at New Orleans. Ooh, I ragged on the Giants last week. I was wrong about that. Jackson Dart, like him. That guy, now, the Saints are bad, granted, but he's going to run on this team today. I think he's going to, because he doesn't have Malik Nabers out for the year. That's a shame. That's a real shame. That kid's a player. But Jackson Dart, he can throw, he can run. I like the Giants plus 2. Give me Giants plus 2 at New Orleans today. Come on. Dallas at the Jets, ugly game, but I'm going to go Cowboys minus 1 on the road. Don't love the Cowboys for a lot of reasons, but the Jets are brutal. They're not going to win that. Denver at Philadelphia. The Eagles, Super Bowl champions. They're minus 4 at home against the Broncos. This Denver team's pretty decent, but the Eagles will run their way to a victory today. Give me Eagles -4. Miami at Carolina. Carolina is a confounding, strange team. They got drilled at New England last week, 42-13, a week after beating Atlanta 30-0. They are on a roller coaster type season. The Dolphins were impressive with their last win, but again, it was against the Jets, who are awful. And I'm going to take the Dolphins on the road, -1 at Carolina. The other noon game is Houston at Baltimore. Texans 2-point favorite on the road. How is that possible? Well, because Lamar Jackson isn't playing. Yep, Ravens are banged up. But that said, I have a feeling that they're going to figure it out today. There is no way they're going to go 1-4, right? I mean, they were one of the best teams in the league to start the year. I'm going to go Baltimore +2. I'm going to put a little faith in them. Tennessee at Arizona later today. Cardinals pretty good. 7-point spread I hate, though. I think this game might be a little closer. I'm going to go... Gosh, the Titans are bad. All right, I'll do it. Arizona -7. Tampa Bay at Seattle. Like both of these teams a lot. Two potential playoff teams going head-to-head. I'm going to take Seattle -4 at home. Betting a lot of favorites here, I feel like. Detroit at Cincinnati. Cincinnati is a 9.5-point dog at home. They are struggling without Joe Burrow. I think the Lions put it on them today and cover the 9.5. Washington at the Chargers. I'll take Chargers -2.5 at home. New England at Buffalo. 8 points. I'm going to go Patriots +8. You know, the Bills last week played a horrendous New Orleans team and only beat them by 12. Maybe they're not capable of killing teams, although they beat the Jets, the hapless Jets on the road. Yeah, they beat the Dolphins by 10 at home. They beat the Saints by 12 at home. I figure the same type of thing. The Patriots are a little better than that. So I'm going to go Patriots -8. Scott Jago's in the newsroom. Curious what his response to that is. Even though it's even a Sunday night game, I'm even going to do it there. And then Kansas City at Jacksonville. Give me Chiefs all day. Chiefs -3.5 at Jacksonville. That seems like a gimme to me, but if Jacksonville rises up on Monday Night Football, good for them. I think the Chiefs are starting to turn it now. They'll turn it up, and they'll win this game by more than 3.5 on the road. That's your NFL picks. Use that as you will. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about some great things that are happening here in St. Louis. We are raising money left and right, and a record-breaking night at the Third Degree Glass Factory for the Dravet Syndrome Foundation. Don't forget, Heim Bloom is coming up, as well as Bernie Miklas. Sports on a Sunday morning on Hold on one second. I just saw this. William Starnes commented, St. Louis promoting the NFL. Something wrong with you people. Dude, what in the world? What is with people today? William, my man. Come on, man. How long have you been listening to me? I mean, have I not scorched Stan Kroenke and his little weasel assistant, Kevin Demoff, for years? I'm giving NFL picks. It's the most popular sport in the country right now, and people like watching the league. I don't sit there and obsess over it. I have it on during the day. People like watching the league. We're not promoting anything. All right. Why am I so ornery today? We'll take a break. We'll come back with more. It's Sports on a Sunday Morning. Back in a moment.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now.
Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Heim Bloom in the John Mozeliak spot at 11:30 and Bernie Miklas at 11:45. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX. It's 11:22 and the dulcet tones of Jim Brennan, the president of McKelvey Homes. You just heard that commercial. He is one of our great sponsors and partners here at KMOX, and now he is live in our studio. My great friend, Jim, how are you?
It is great to be live with Tom Ackerman.
Yeah.
And Tom, I want to tell you, despite all those calls you're getting or messages, we love you here. The Brennans love you.
I appreciate that very much. I think that they like me as well. I'm never really worried about that. I think what they don't like is the direction of the club, and so that's what I've always understood. I'm just the listener. I like to let them vent and let them talk, and then we analyze it, and the Cardinals hear it, and they want to hear what the customer has to say. And that's how it should be. That's our role here.
Feedback is great.
The 50,000-watt blowtorch. How are you, man?
I'm great. We're still so excited and thankful, grateful for the wonderful results from our dance for Gervais last Friday. I got to tell you, Tom, you crushed it. We had a record crowd with 500 people there. We raised over $900,000, and dollars are still coming in. I remember when my brother-in-law, Ted Odlog, set a goal 7 years ago to try to cumulatively raise $1 million. And thanks to you, your outstanding job as an MC, we raised almost $1 million just this year alone.
Well, I appreciate that. You did a great job of building it, and your audience was ready to go. I mean, they were ready to donate, and they did an incredible job. Gervais syndrome is a rare form of epilepsy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's a rare form of epilepsy, and my sister Pat, my oldest sister, I've got five sisters, you know, and Patsy's the oldest. Her son Andrew and his wife Kim had Anna. In fact, last Sunday, a week ago, Anna celebrated her 8th birthday. Her favorite song is Happy Birthday, and they had a party at our home on Saturday. I think they sang it 4 times, and Anna, as sweet as could be, the happiest girl, but she has real issues with these multiple seizures. It's a genetic disorder, and the Brennans, the Odlogs, are all working to try to find a cure, to raise funds, because you really need money to help do the research. And Tom, with you, I mean, you got so much money out of these people. I've never seen them so happy. You know, the Brennan family, the building industry, people like Joe Servan and Adam Hendricks at Chick Lumber, and our bankers, our friendly bankers. I mean, Jim Jones from Montgomery Bank, they've been there as our bar sponsor. Kevin Baker donating a trip to Muirfield. St. Louis Bank, Kevin King. I've borrowed a lot of money over the years, Tom, and I've paid it all back. Well, and these guys have really dug deep and helped support to come up with this record amount achieved just in 1 year alone.
And I want to pull March of Dimes into this a little bit, too, because the night before I did their event, and they raised $450,000, and their chairman of the event, Samantha Cook, of Brinkman Constructors, said to the crowd, you know, whatever you're thinking about giving, stretch it a little more. And I said, you know, I'm going to use that line tomorrow, because I do think that when things are going well, that it's okay to give a little bit more. And we're a very giving community. And so if it is within your means and you can, boy, there are some people that really need it. And within 2 days, I think we helped a lot of children. Well, you do so
much.
Area.
You do so much for the community. You are a real asset to St. Louis, and I mean, every night you're doing another one tonight for Ozzy. Right?
Ozzy, yeah, that's PGA Reach, Gateway PGA Reach Foundation,
and you help us sell homes. And what we're happy to do. Rose, my wife, who's sitting here without a microphone, I'm trying to get her on, but she says no one should be hungry.
She's
homeless.
On camera right now.
She is on camera. There she is. Doesn't she look great?
Yeah. Yep.
No one should be hungry, homeless, or without health care. And so in keeping with that, we're happy to announce for the fourth quarter, for every home we sell, and you help us sell a bunch of homes, Tom, we give $1,898 to a charity for every home we sell in the quarter. In the fourth quarter, we're going to do the ACA Affordable Housing Fund. It helps individuals and families to find a safe place to live and a future they can call their own, getting them hope, stability, and dignity. It started last year, and they've already awarded over $2 million in grants to Catholic housing agencies. Archbishop Rozanski wanted to be here today, but he's got Mass on a Sunday morning instead of sports on a Sunday morning. And what the Archdiocese has done to help people for decades is to help people in need. And so we're proud to be affiliated with them and give $1,898 for every home we sell to help housing, not just rental or rental assistance, but helping people get off the street into shelters, out of shelters into a house. And there's nothing like a home of your own. It's the American dream. And, you know, it provides stability to the family and stability to our whole community. So we are really looking forward to doing that. We're going to have to sell a lot of homes this quarter. And, you know, McKelvey Homes, we've got move-in ready homes. We've got over 30 of them. And we've got some really great deals with special financing that we buy down that interest rate. Even though the rates are affordable now, we can make them even better. Great savings. And our Carpenters Union, we're all union carpenters, they're giving up to $10,000 for every McKelvey home that we sell to that customer to help them pay their closing costs or buy down their loan or whatever it may be. So it's a great time to buy a brand new home. And not only in our existing communities, but we got three new ones. Strawberry Farms, we just opened yesterday, selling from our Cottleville Trails in St. Charles. We've got The Reserve, where you just heard me a couple seconds earlier, out in Wildwood on 100 and 109, where our VIP list is forming now. And then we'll have the Estates at Post Farms in O'Fallon, also in St. Charles. So it's a great time to buy a brand new home. And when you buy a home from us, you know that you're going to be helping somebody else find a nice place to live through the Archdiocese of St. Louis.
St. Louis is a great place to live. And when I say St. Louis, I mean the entire region. So we're talking St. Louis County, St. Charles County, the surrounding counties, the Metro East. It's all right there. And for McKelvey Homes in St. Louis County, St. Charles County, McKelveyHomes.com. And remember, 1898, the year they were founded, every dollar of that $1,898 for every home sold will go to the ACA Affordable Housing Fund this quarter. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Tom, for all you do. You're the best.
No, you are.
Oh.
next time we talk, we're going to talk some Belle Reve. I see that BMW Championship shirt you have on. That's coming up, 2026.
And I tell you, you got some really good prices for actually playing golf with me. Guys that don't have to pay to
play
with
me. Can you believe that? And then you gave away a second one?
We gave away three.
You did.
You just kept pointing at me. You know, he looks at me, and I put up two. Then I put up three. That plus Cravings dinners, you know, and the BMW next year. I mean, the members of Belle Reve have really supported this charity also. So we're honored to have. We're so blessed to have so many good, generous friends. Kevin and Keely Travers, you know, I mean, our fund in need that you did, Tom, that was a new record. We raised over $106,000.
Wow.
For people getting nothing but satisfaction of helping somebody in need.
Well, here's to a great quarter, and thanks for the time.
Thank you, Tom.
McKelvey Homes President Jim Brennan. When we come back, Heim Bloom, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, Bernie Miklas to follow him right here on KMOX.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
On 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Heim Bloom introduced as the Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, officially replacing John Mozeliak. And after his address with the media, he sat down for his first radio interview with the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney.
I spoke with you about this time last year, and I was fascinated by your answer to this question. How important is winning at the minor league level, as you had a winner last year at Class A down at Palm Beach and a winner this year at Double A? And I'm told there are 4 or 5 really good major league prospects out of that Double A team. But how important is winning?
Well, that's why we do this. We do this to win. Now, all that being said, I think we want to get there the right way in the minor leagues. We want to get there through good development. I think one of the messages that we gave our staff this year, because there's that sort of debate, that age-old debate in the minor leagues, you know, what's more important, winning or development? And I think in some ways, I actually think it's a little bit of a false premise. Like, I kind of reject that question. Yeah, sure, there are going to be times when a manager might hold back from making a move that he might make if it were a big league game, where because you want to give a prospect a chance, even if strategically that might not be the best thing for winning the game. But really, those things, I think, are more on the margins. I think the big thing that gets missed in this debate, and you know, I actually had the opportunity to have some good conversation with some of our people and emphasize this. We should always, when it's 7 o'clock, those lights go on, we should always care about winning. The thing that I think we need to really focus on in the minor leagues, and frankly, in major leagues too, but this was where we wanted to shift our focus in the minor leagues, is if you're a minor league manager, we shouldn't judge you primarily on your wins and losses at 7 o'clock, because you don't control who's on your roster. You don't necessarily control how those kids play. They're all developing. They're all going to make mistakes. But how are you winning between 1 and 6? How are you creating an environment every day that's going to allow all those players to advance towards the goals that they need to hit in order to be big leaguers? How are you creating an environment that's going to teach these kids how to play the game the way they need to play? How are you creating winning habits in these players? And if we win 1 to 6, 7 o'clock is going to take care of itself. And we're going to build the types of players who are ultimately going to be winning players that are going to be able to win up here. And so it's really not so much about winning versus development. It's about winning at development. It's about looking at all of that through the lens of, you know, we need to do this better than anybody else. If you're a minor league manager, you're not just competing with the opposition. You're competing against the 29 other people that have your job and waking up every day trying to kick their butts. And that's how I view my job. That's how, you know, I've encouraged our whole staff to think about their jobs that way. For most of us, there's 29 other people that get to do what we do. And we got to outcompete them every day. There's no scoreboard. You'll never know if you did it. But if we have that mindset day after day, we're going to go places.
In your time with John Mozeliak over the last couple of years leading up to today, and how you'll shape the roster and shape everything going into spring training in Jupiter, what do you see out of the group that took part in the 2025 season?
Our group at the big league level.
Big league level.
Yeah. You know, we have a lot of talent here. You know, I said it from the podium. We know we need more, but there is a lot of good talent on hand. I'm impressed by how this group goes about its business. I think some of that is a reflection on our staff and just the attitude that they take to this, the togetherness that they have and the care they have for our players. We definitely have a group that certainly in a lot of cases, these guys, I think their best days are ahead of them. We saw some really good things from some guys, and we saw some guys who kind of struggled to get out of neutral and really more just showed flashes. So I think the question for us as we go into the offseason, outside of any decisions that we need to make on them or make on the roster, is how do we take these guys that showed us flashes of potential of what they could be and try to help them build their offseasons in ways that allows that to be more the norm? So much of being a good big leaguer is consistency. You know, I've always thought that if you go into a Double A clubhouse or a Triple A clubhouse and you look around, pretty much everyone in those clubhouses on their best day is good enough to be in the big leagues. The difference is that the guys that get here and stay here perform at that level 8 or 9 days out of 10. And a lot of the guys that don't get there will only show that to you once or twice. So the question is, with these guys in the big leagues who have shown it to us, but not necessarily shown it to us every day, how can we get them training and routines that's going to enable them to hit their top end more consistently?
Mike Claiborne mentioned to me he was down by the dugout Friday, the last Friday of the season in Chicago, a game where the Cubs scored 12 runs. But he said Ollie, the other coaches, kept teaching. They kept coaching. They kept going through moments in the game, bringing up things to each player that they spoke with, and they did not give up. There was no mailing it in all the way through. And that's something I observed from up there in the booth. Everybody worked hard. Everybody got into the batter's box looking to give a good at-bat each time they were in there. How did you see it?
Yeah, I see it the same way. I mean, look, there's plenty of things at all levels of this organization that I've tried to observe where I think there's room for us to take steps forward, areas that I want to push people, areas where I think I can help. Work ethic and care, not an issue. We have that in spades. You know, everybody really does not give up. They push, you know, they work till the last out, till the last game. That part is really, really impressive. I think, you know, I'm actually really happy about that, that I don't think there's people in here that I need to light a fire under or any of that. I think it's more about how do I help harness that, build systems around it so that we can be more purposeful, more organized, create more accountability around how we're doing these things and how that effort is manifesting. But man, we got a group of people here who really care about what they're doing. They take pride in this. They see getting to wear that uniform every day as the privilege that it is, and they don't take that lightly.
With that said, where does that leave Oliver Marmol and the staff as you evaluate and look forward getting ready for Jupiter?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed getting to know them all. Looking forward to working with Ollie. You know, this role that I had previously has allowed me to get to know him, and we've built a good relationship. And I look forward to that continuing to grow in this seat. Obviously, in this seat, it's a little bit of a different kind of relationship. But, you know, really have enjoyed getting to work with him, getting to know him. As we got into conversations late in the season, just about what the future might hold, where I thought the organization needed to go, it felt to me like we were really on the same page as to that. Obviously, his seat's different from my seat, and so there's always things that we need to work together on, that we need to navigate. You know, and even at times that we might disagree on, and that's okay, but I've really enjoyed working with him, and I'm looking forward to building that relationship.
That is Chaim Bloom, Cardinals president of baseball operations, talking about Ollie Marmol right there with John Rooney, the voice of the Cardinals. That was a part of a 26-minute interview that they did at Busch Stadium after his press conference. We have it available on the front page of KMOX.com if you want to listen to the entire thing. We will, and I would highly recommend it, we'll come back and get reaction from Bernie Miklas. He joins us next on Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX.
Now, back to the Great Bar Sports on a Sunday Morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
And here is Bernie Miklas. I love this segment. Get to spend a good 10, 12 minutes with my pal. How are you, buddy?
I've listened to most of the show today. Outstanding work. Outstanding.
Oh, man. Thank you. It's been something I've been sitting on for a while. You know this. You know I love our fans. I mean, sure. If I could be anywhere in sports, it would be there are two places that warm my heart. You know I love my alma mater, and I've got myself a football team now, and I love our basketball tradition at Indiana. But man, do I love Cardinals baseball and Cardinals fans, and especially. And so that's why sometimes I have to take a step back and listen to what they have to say, even if it's the most negative, sometimes disheartening stuff, because it's how they feel. I can't change how they feel. It's how they feel. But I do sometimes have to offer some sort of insight because, as I've told them for many years, Bernie, I'm not too far from you folks, but I have some good access. And so I get to hear behind the scenes what's going on. And my information tells me that the Cardinals are on a path that they needed to put themselves on. And we'll just have to let it play out. It's just that simple. And it's hard sometimes to convey that and not get blowback. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, and I got mixed feelings on it. I mean, I do love Cardinals fans, and this is a great baseball town, and I'm steadfast in my belief of that. But you and I were chatting a little bit, and the one thing, listen, I'm with you because I listen to you take all those calls, and I agree with what you said. I mean, fans are entitled to their feelings. They're entitled to spend the money how they wish. It's their money. It's their time. And if they don't want to go to the ballpark, they don't have to go to the ballpark. They shouldn't. If they believe the Cardinals have to, in effect, reestablish or re-earn that trust, well, that's fine. That's fair. Again, no one should tell the fans how to feel. Now, this is, you know, there's another aspect to this that does bug me, and I think this is why some Cardinals fans frankly dislike me. Because even though I want their opinions. I take their opinions to heart. I really want what people have to say. I don't have to agree with all of it, though. And, you know, respectfully, I just don't have to agree with all of it. And so if I say, well, I hear where you're coming from, but that's just not correct. And people seem to take that personally. And I don't know why. I mean, we're either going to discuss some stuff and go back and forth and exchange ideas or not. We don't have to agree, you know, and I, you know, but like you had one of the callers earlier and he said, he said the DeWitts were, you know, they're no better than the Bidwills. What? The Bidwills owned the football team here for 28 years. They made the playoffs three times. They never won a postseason game. And when they were in the postseason games, they got blown out, all three of them. The Cardinals under Bill DeWitt, you know, what is it? They've been to the playoffs, what, 17 times in 30 years? Maybe that. But anyway, in terms of winning records, you know, since DeWitt became the owner, the Cardinals are fifth in regular season winning percentage, and they've won more postseason games than any team in the National League. Did the DeWitts and John Mozeliak screw this thing up by letting their model get outdated and maybe getting complacent and maybe, you know, sort of anticipating they had to freshen things up? And they knew that there was slippage in the player development system, and they took way too long to address that. So I'm not sitting here. My goodness, I probably got to, you know 100 columns over the last couple 3 years about how many things they screwed up. But you just hear all these things like somehow they're the Bidwills. What? I mean, come on. I was telling you, it's like the gentleman was entitled to his opinion. I don't have to agree with it, and I think that. We and I'm guilty of this too. Sometimes we all get really frustrated, and we let the anger get the best of us, and then we say stuff that just goes like so ridiculously far that it lacks all credibility. There have been a lot of things to criticize about the Cardinals, and I have done it. But what I won't do, I refuse to do, is to act like the entire 30-year body of work hasn't been exceptional overall. And I would ask this question. There's 30 franchises in the major leagues. How many fan bases would trade their last 30 years for what the last 30 years have been in St. Louis? Not many. I'm guessing not many. You have Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox, Giants won three World Series. I mean, it's certainly fewer than 10. I would say it'd be closer to 5 or 6.
I think,
you know,
it's
like, why? Okay. We all are upset and ticked off and very critical for valid reasons about how they let this thing slide. Right.
Mm-hmm. I think
I do not, however, like act like everything that happened before that never happened or it doesn't matter. To me, that is an unreasonable opinion.
When you're part of an historic franchise, but most importantly, when you're part of a passionate fan base, whether this is college sports, pro sports, there are a handful that have that extreme passion. When it's good, it's really, really, really good. I mean, it is just, there's nothing like it. But when it doesn't go well, it can be the opposite side, and it can really, really go sideways because the fans are very passionate. They're very smart. They've invested a lot. And so, you know, the teeth will come out and they will get angry, and it does happen. It happens in other sports and with other teams too. I just hope, and I think he's up for it, that Chaim Bloom knows what he's getting into here. If he does get this thing back to where it used to be, he will go down in history. If he does one little thing that people don't like, they're going to say, "Bah, see, I told you." And it's going to they'll go up against him too. I mean, this is not going to be an easy task by any stretch. But quite honestly, when I hear him talk, I feel like he's already hit the ground running. I don't think this isn't a guy who just stepped into it. I think he's actually been watching that also, understanding the market, the task at hand, and it sounds like the pieces are in place at the moment for what he wants to do.
The Cardinals are very fortunate to get Chaim Bloom at this stage of his career, because Chaim Bloom was a huge part of an amazing story in Tampa Bay where, you know, since 2008, the Rays have played in as many World Series as the Cardinals and the Yankees, despite having like the 28th, 29th payroll every year. And so Heim Bloom understands the absolute necessity for draft and development. But when I say that he's coming to the Cardinals are fortunate to get him at this time because he has that really, really strong, beyond reproach, track record as someone who knows how to draft and develop players. This Red Sox team this year, Heim Bloom guys all over the field, right? Even though he got fired towards the end of 2023. Heim Bloom guys all over the field. In fact, two other prospects that he drafted were traded to the White Sox for Garrett Crochet. All over the field. This is 2025. Heim Bloom's impact is still there in a positive way. But he was in a situation where it's pretty thankless. He had inherited the entire front office. A lot of those guys resented him. He wasn't one of them. He didn't work for Dave Dombrowski. He didn't work for Ben Charrington before that. The owner kept changing his mind. The owner told him, I want you to draft and develop and build a farm system, and we got to get under the luxury tax threshold. He did all those things with flying colors, but the owner, couldn't stand the fact they're getting criticized for this or that, this or that. And, you know, he got mad. He threw a tantrum. He ordered Heim Bloom to trade Mookie Betts. He ordered him to do a lot of other things. The things he hired him to do, he did. But he could not, Heim Bloom could not overcome the politics or an owner who's changing his mind every 15 minutes. So the reason I say the Cardinals are fortunate is because Heim Bloom learned a lot from that really miserable experience in Boston. And the interesting thing about Heim Bloom is usually the owner of a team will interview a job candidate. And of course, Bill DeWitt III interviewed him. But to me, he came here in effect 2 years in advance before he would get the job because he wanted to see every aspect of the organization, how the people are, how dedicated they are, who's smart, how they're running things, what's messed up, what's good. You used the word audit, total audit. And Heim Bloom, to me, Heim Bloom was interviewing the Cardinals. It wasn't the other way around. You know what I'm saying? Because they need him desperately. And he and Bill DeWitt are 100% in alignment about what needs to be done at this time. And I know I'm going on long, but let me just say this. When I talked to Bill DeWitt about a lot of times through the years, he says, you know, we got to draft and develop. The game's going in a different way. We have got to make sure we're strong there. And people say, oh, it won't be cheap. No, they've always had stars. And what his philosophy, which has worked when he puts it into play, strong draft and develop, especially starting pitching. And then when you get to the point where you have enough of that, but you're saving money because you have all these young players cost controlled, then you can go out and then you can make sure you have your stars and spend money. And when I talked to Bill DeWitt last fall, I said, well, yeah, I know you love the Heim Bloom background because of the draft and development. And he cut politely. He says, yeah, there's one difference though. The Cardinals are all about having stars. And I always will want to have. So when we get this thing up and running again, because we're going to have payroll efficiency with all the young players coming up, then we're going to go do what we have to do. And people say, oh, yeah. Well, he's already done it many times over. I mean, take a look at all the people they acquired from outside the organization. Cooperstown Hall of Famers, Cardinals Hall of Famers, Arenado, Goldschmidt. I mean, just Chris Carpenter. I mean, on and on and on. They have always been about stars, and they will be about stars because the Tampa Bay model is not enough for DeWitt. He believes, no, the Cardinals need star players. We've always been about that. So it's a really good pairing. It's a really good fit. Heim Bloom's not going to get everything done in, you know, 1 year, 2 years, but he's off to a really great start with the minor leagues. They made great progress already. I would just ask, you know, why don't you give him a chance? You know, I mean, did you want to continue doing this crap that we've watched the last 3-4 years?
I'm ready for the new era. I really am, and it is underway. And Bernie Miklas, as always, you did perfect. That was a perfect way to wrap the show. Love talking to you, man, and let's catch up real soon. Thank you, as always, brother, for the visit on Sports on a Sunday Morning.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
For our producer, Drew Young, I'm Tom Ackerman. Enjoy your day. We'll talk to you soon.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.